What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
All right, and welcome to What the Fuck. Now, this is technically our second year of this show, season two, if you will, Jillian. I don't know. Go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code what, Jillian?
What? No, they can't type what, Jillian. That one won't work. It has to be just what.
W-H-A-T. And you get 50% off of a single item. You get 3 free DVDs. You get a free mystery gift. And just for the fuck of it, they'll throw in free shipping if you're in the United States. It's an awesome deal just for typing in what at adamandeve.com.
Yeah, it is.
So for our second year, woohoo!
Yay!
All right, Jillian, for the first...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
...of our second year, do you want to give us a little bit of details on ecstasy-laced chocolate mousse?
Chef, or bar owner, rather, in London, and his name is Neil Iron, and apparently is under... investigation facing charges for lacing desserts with ecstasy. And I assume it's one of those bars kind of that serves food and youngins can be in there up to a certain time as long as, you know, they're not drinking and whatnot.
So, because I got the impression it was like an old Chicago where mom and dad can have hardcore alcohol while the kids have the kiddie cocktails and everyone gets a pizza kind of thing.
Because some bars around here will let underage people in if they serve food up to a certain point, like at 9 o'clock, they'll be like, okay, you know, 21 and over type thing. So anywho, it was a kid's party, and apparently the chocolate mousse and stuff they were eating, they later went to the hospital, and the authorities had tested the food, and it had traces of ecstasy. Another customer who was at the party told police that he had had an out-of-body experience after eating 2 truffles. Iron, who had served it, said that he would never put drugs in the food at all, yet he's been reportedly warned about cocaine, you know, for kids.
Right, and let's also point this out, Jillian. We're not talking just he laced it with ecstasy. He laced it with pure, uncut ecstasy.
Yes.
That's the kind of shit that can permanently fry your brain. Especially when a teenager takes it, let alone a kid. Yeah, let alone a fucking child. Okay, my only thing is, what did he hope to gain? Was this some kind of a prank? Was he kind of, let's see these kids get all fucked up?
Well, it's the same kind of sick fucks that would put razor blades in chocolate bars for Halloween. I remember when I was a kid, you know, there was all of the warnings, and maybe it was more predominant, you know, in the 80s, early 90s. I don't know. I don't go trick-or-treating anymore.
What?
But they would always
We're going to talk about that in October, woman.
What? That I don't go trick-or-treating? I still dress up. I just can't go begging for candy. I go begging for shots now. But anywho, they would always warn us, you know, don't open anything till it can be checked by your parents at home because, you know, sick fucks will give homemade peanut butter cups, things like that, and they would put razor blades in them. And so it's kind of, you know, there's those people out there and this guy is just as sick. And when you think about it, the fact that there was pure ecstasy in what they had tested, which were remnants of the food, it kind of makes you wonder how much he put in whatever he was making, because there were truffles, I assume just the whole chocolate batch. Luckily, it doesn't say anything, but I'm assuming the kids are okay, so to speak, because it doesn't report that any of them had died. Dear God, man, I hope he gets his comeuppance.
No shit. Our first real topic is kind of a serious one, so while I might make a joke or two, it's not a jokey concept, is it? Huh?
Nope.
Jillian, have you ever seen the movie Southland Tales from 2006?
Nope.
In the movie, in 2005, a nuke gets dropped on Texas by terrorists. So the government expands the Patriot Act to censoring the internet as well as the rest of America. Well, it seems like Southland Tales was a kind of a prophetic movie if you take out the whole time travel element and things like that. But that doesn't come until the end of the movie. Anyway,
everything's better with time travel.
What it comes down to is the United States government has actually been making Google and YouTube censor and monitor the activities of people that post or use their sites. And they are even removing content that they feel is quote unquote dangerous to the country. What the fuck happened to freedom of speech? Unless you're actually inciting violence and going, here's how to build a bomb, and we want you to go place it inside the Oklahoma Federal Building.
But that's the thing, you have to clarify. Google didn't honor all of their requests, and Google is actually a...
They honored some of them, though, and that's scary.
Right, they honored
there.
Some, because any that incite violence, things like that, those are the ones that they took down. So the ones where it's like, oh, well, they're besmudging a political leader, or they're doing this, and, you know, some guy was peeing on a passport in Canada, apparently, they were like, no, it's not hurting anybody. There is leeway that Google is giving for this, and they're not succumbing to all of the requests saying like, okay, we'll take it down.
What it turned out is Google received 187 requests from the United States government last year to remove contents from its web properties from July to December. Well, 92 of those requests were honored. That's a pretty high number.
Right, but it doesn't specify for what reason, because again, it does state that the only ones they took down were the videos that were infringing upon the agreement.
My point of this whole bitching about this is not really to decry Google, because Google has more or less, like you pointed out, except under extreme circumstances, told the government to go fuck themselves. My point is, it's sick that the government is even asking for this. It said... separate law enforcement groups asked Google to take down 1,400 YouTube videos in the last year because of, quote, alleged harassment. That's a sickeningly high number, isn't it?
That's wrong. I do agree with if government finds anything about inciting terrorist acts, acts of violence, things like that, I am totally with, you know, because any kind of propaganda like that, you shouldn't be inciting behavior, especially with all of the attempted terrorism acts going on. That, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with. I am all for free speech. However, if somebody is trying to rally violent acts, and not just talking about things in a very belligerent manner, but actually trying to incite an act of violence, that shouldn't be out there. Again, in the article, it does state that it's kind of a lost cause. It's a cat and mouse game, because for each of these accounts, they have 30 to 40 accounts already set up. So when it gets flagged on YouTube, what happens is the video gets taken down. They just put it right back up on another account that's linked. So the message is still getting out to people. And you've got, you know, these high school kids, and they go online and they learn how to build bombs or other homemade devices to incite really bad acts. And most of the time when a school bombing or just something happens, they ask, you know, how they learned to do it, or they just come out and admit, I learned on the internet. That should not be out there, and sick fucks are putting it out there so people can use it.
It's the same thing that in the pre-internet era. In the pre-internet era, like Columbine, they learned most of their stuff not necessarily from the internet. They were getting like the anarchist cookbook, and they were going to the library to learn how to do this stuff. So should the government start asking libraries remove these books and these tech manuals as well?
If it's how to build a homemade bomb, but it's
it's legal to make your own bomb if you want to. If you want to make your own bomb to blow up your own shit in your own yard, that's legal. They can't tell me
I can't even burn leaves in my backyard. You have to have a permit. You have to have a fucking permit in a lot of states just to light fucking fireworks other than sparklers. So you can't tell me someone building an actual bomb to the caliber that's going to destroy a fucking school or blow up rooms. There is no reason you need that much firepower. And if you do, you probably work on a construction site or something. You should not be making them at home.
It's my right, and keep in mind, I'm not a gun nut. I'm not an explosives nut.
Are you going to shoot a laptop?
No.
Call back.
Yeah, that's a long ass callback to a story you didn't even want to do.
Nope, and we had to do it twice.
That. Yeah,
it's fucking hick ass dad shooting a fucking long. Go listen if you haven't heard it.
Dig through the archives, people. What some of the incidents that are being reported that were asked to be taken down are just ridiculous. One of the incidents was a U.S. law enforcement agency, unnamed, asked Google to take down a blog that, quote, allegedly defamed a law enforcement official in a personal capacity. That qualifies as free speech.
Right. That I agree with. I'm talking about the violent behaviors, people trying to incite terrorism or just violence against a race. Or, I mean, usually when someone says terrorism, they think 9/11 type stuff. But there's people out there that try and incite not even race riots, but to the extent of killing people of a certain race. That stuff should not be out there. You know, back in the day, they made flyers, people shutting them down, and this is no different. There should not be any kind of media out there inciting acts of violence.
See, I think that still qualifies as freedom of speech. If you're not actually going out and kill me a darky, I think the racists should be able to say what they want.
Say what they want, yes, but not inciting violence. There are people out there who are literally trying to build up a sort of army or clan or whatever you want to look at it. And it's not just white people. It's not just black people. I mean, every race has these radicals that really want to incite acts of violence. I wish I had the article. I didn't know we were going to get into this type of subject, but there's somebody that's actually advocating murder of Caucasians, and I wish that I had
I think
the
I
article
saw that with, I think I saw
yeah,
that somewhere
and
yeah.
I mean, not that the reverse isn't true. I'm not just saying that because I'm white. That was just the most recent thing I saw. And of course, you know, there's dumbass KKK member, and if you're lit, fuck you, I don't care, but this was just the instance that I came with, and what he was saying, I read it, was just sickening. And unfortunately, there's people out there, and you should not be trying to get a gang together or a large amount of people together to kill anybody. And if you're stating it, you might be like, oh, well, they didn't actually do anything. It's just talking, like, you know, when you get mad at your friend, you're like, I'm going to kill you. No, it's not. It's radicals trying to build up a sort of army, whether somewhat small or huge, and start committing acts of violence against people, which is wrong. I'm sorry, you can call it free speech, but that would be like essentially, you know, that's like somebody going out there and being like, hey, you know, they need somebody to kill their husband, or they need somebody to knock off somebody because they hate them. They're not actually doing anything, but they're inciting it. It's the same fucking thing. The intent is to create violence. They're not out there just saying down with whitey or fuck all blacks or anything like that. They are actually advocating violence and encouraging it.
Well, Jillian, I understand your point, and I agree with it to a degree. I think freedom's a little broader. I'm just sick that our government or agencies of our government would ask Google, and Google owns YouTube for those that don't know, so Google and YouTube are wrapped into one, to censor them like this, to take this down. I mean, even other countries in Canada, a passport office asked Google to delete that YouTube video of the Canadian citizen urinating on his passport that you pointed out.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, the things about just besmirching people's names or what have you, that I don't agree with. That's free speech. You can bitch about whoever you want. I don't know if it's still this way, but I remember when I was a kid, it was something somebody sent, a threatening letter saying they were going to, you know, that they hated the president, they were going to kill the president, what have you, and, you know, fucking Secret Service was at their door. That's kind of the same thing. If you threaten somebody, of course, you know, if you do it to the president, you're going to have shit go down real fucking quick. So this was around before the fucking internet. So they did take threats very seriously. It's just there's so much out there, and you can't really police the internet. As I pointed out before, you know, you take something down, one thing pops up. We talked about the lady who ended up putting her child dancing in a diaper on YouTube, and a pedophile site got a hold of it, and it just spread from there. And she went to the FBI, and they were like, we can't do anything about it. Like, we can try and have it taken down of whatever site there is, but it's out there.
It's virtually impossible to get
something off the internet. At the same time, though, if you see it there, you shouldn't try and leave it there, because it is. I'm sorry, it's wrong. If you're talking about, you know, just being pissed at somebody, hating the president, what have you, I mean, fuck, then take down Facebook, because I see, I don't know how many posts of people bitching about, you know, Obama or on the other side, the candidate. Won't get into that. But at the same time, you know, that's besmirching. There's fucking the TV ads that drag people's name through the mud. That's besmirching, but you're allowed to air that. So in the aspect of just talking, expressing opinion, no, that's freedom of speech. If you are advocating or trying to incite acts of violence, I'm sorry, your ass needs to be dealt with. You shouldn't be doing that. And it's not just, oh, let's form a group and meet every other week and talk about how we hate blah, blah, blah. It's literally trying to get people to act violent towards other people.
And see, what I think is that's a very, very pointed thing, because there's a very thin line. Some people would say, someone going, I hope President Obama doesn't survive his first term. Some people would say that's advocating violence and he's asking somebody to take out Obama. Other people would say that's just a guy wishing something would happen. There's a very thin line. Depending on who's looking at it, they're going to interpret it differently.
Right. No, I'm talking about a very specific, very obvious situation. And again, I don't have that article in front of me. That's the strongest representation I can make. You know, obviously, I see all the time, you know, out there, there's things posted, you know, I wish so-and-so was dead or this and that. But, you know, just saying that that could imply that they want him to get impeached. You know, that's not very specific. If they want to investigate what have you, okay, see if there's other things of him saying he's going to do something. But I have seen, you know, hate speech a lot on the internet. Articles.
See, Jillian, this all came to a head last year with the George Tiller incident. What happened was Bill O'Reilly, who is staunch anti-abortion advocate. George Tiller is the guy who he's like the number one abortion doctor in the country. And I say was because he's dead now. Bill O'Reilly went on this huge rant about how someone needs to do something about this guy. He kept using specific phrases like do something and take him out and whatnot. Well, a crazy person saw Bill O'Reilly and said, Bill told me to kill this guy. And they went out and killed George Tiller. And see, I kind of go,
do something is not the same as take him out. Take him out is synonymous with murder. I'm sorry. There is no other thing. Unless he wanted him to take him out on a date, take him out means murder. That was advocating violence. And the fact that that wasn't looked upon as, you know, inciting it is wrong in my opinion. If he would have just said do something and that happened, that's different. Do something is get him out of there, put him in jail, what have you. But the minute he said take him out, to me, I mean, how would you interpret take him out other than date or murder?
See, Bill O'Reilly tried to say, of course, after the fact, I meant take him out of his position as abortion doctor so he can't do this anymore. I meant take him out of the public light. I didn't mean put a bullet in his head.
That's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. If you're like, you know, this guy, somebody needs to do something. Somebody needs to take him out. No, you would say along the
remove
lines
him.
Of fire or,
remove.
You know, take away his license, remove him, things like that. And even if he said someone needs to remove him and that was interpreted as, you know, license to kill, that I could understand of getting out of, because that also has a double meaning of, okay, yeah, it could have been remove him from his job.
Yeah. All right. In the last half of 2011, Google received 6,321 requests for user data from government agencies in the United States. And this part I will chastise Google for. They complied, at least in part, with 93% of those 6,321 requests. That does sicken me some. Not only at our government for making these requests, at Google for caving in. Unless you are doing something that Jillian clearly pointed out, something like that, there is no reason for the government to get involved in what you're doing online. And it sickens me as an American that I even have to be bitching about this, Jay.
Yeah, and what's even worse is, this is the tip of the iceberg. We've been talking about internet censorship for, what, the past year off and on? And, you know, the fact that this story was released, honestly, it's not the worst thing that they've tried to do or that they've talked about doing. You know, once they get that information, what then? Oh, you talked bad about the president. We're going to pick your fuck ale or what have you. But again, I am all for free speech. If you are spreading hate speech, whatever, you're an asshole as long as you're not inciting violence. If you are inciting violence, that goes beyond free speech. I'm sorry. Seriously, the fuck out. So to make a comment like that, you know, to say somebody needs to do that, there should be ramifications. I'm sorry. You're not saying specifically you're going to, but when you say somebody needs to do this and you are in a position of authority, seriously, fuck you.
Hart and I are going to talk about about this a little bit more. He's got a specific angle he wants to talk about. So when we come back, it's not really lighter, is it, Jillian? But it's not like an anti-censorship thing, huh?
It's different.
I want to talk a little bit more about bullies. I want to talk a little bit about the government bullying, but we'll get into that later. What did you want to add from last week's bullying topic?
Well, you know, when you're sitting here talking for 10 minutes and you're talking about some pretty deep stuff in the public, I've never really discussed my adventures with violence and being victimized by violence. And, you know, I think so much of my work disturbs people because the violence in it, it comes from a real place and people can understand it. I work with lots of martial arts people, guys that are in the UFC. Part of the reason I got into martial arts was because I was bullied when I was a kid. And my favorite comic book characters growing up were the guys that it seemed possible to be, like Batman. I could be Batman. Master of Kung Fu. I could be Master of Kung Fu. I was never going to get bit by a radioactive spider and run around and stick to walls and shit. So that kind of was just immediately cast out. But growing up on the south side of Chicago, in Blue Island, where I'm from, I just saw some really horrible shit. You know, I had friends who they only knew their real father because of the newspaper clipping of him being busted for dealing heroin. And, you know, I watched friends beaten in front of me by their family, their parents. I've seen some pretty horrible shit. As you go forward in life, you seem to think in this notion of the hall monitor, that if you're bullied at work, oh, well, you could whistleblow. Well, not anymore, guys, because the government's changed laws. The government no longer protects the whistleblower. No one's going to protect you. No one's going to protect you in the alley. No one's going to protect you behind the movie theater. No one's going to protect you at work.
You have to
do it
yourself.
You have to grow up and realize that. You got to protect yourself. And part of my journey to become a martial artist was part of that. I didn't want to be able to beat up one guy. I needed to beat up three, four, five guys at once, because that was the kinds of fights I was used to on the south side, getting jumped, getting beat up by multiple people at once, getting kicked in the face. You know, I mean, that's where I'm from. So doing martial arts, I sought out really strong, tough instructors. And during my time in the martial arts, I've gotten to train with some really amazing people. And currently the school that I'm at right now is Gokorchevichian Academy over in North Hollywood. And I train with these guys, and I'm lucky enough to have this relationship with Gene LaBelle. And Gene is a martial arts legend. Gene is a guy who has really done it all. I mean, this is a guy that when Bruce Lee wanted to learn more, he went to Gene. When Chuck Norris wanted to learn more, he went to Gene. When Brandon Lee's kung fu teacher felt Brandon Lee was getting too full of his britches, they brought him to Gene for an attitude adjustment. But even a man as dangerous and as physically deadly as Gene has dealt with bullies. You know, Gene has dealt with bullies. Gene has been bullied. Gene has been victimized by people that he loved. Bullies don't just come in the shape of your government. It comes in the shape of that fucking brother-in-law who's a fucking douche you know, who fucks around with the whole family and no one stands up to him. Or the scumbag who puts mom in a home and sells off all the possessions of mom while she's in a home. And Johnny Jr. comes home, find out brother was a scumbag. These things are going down every fucking day. And there's no hall monitor. There's the, you know, you call the police, it's a civil matter. It's a this matter. They're stretched too thin. We are a country about self-reliance. America was a pioneer country. The people that are coming here day in and day out, people are starving and baking in deserts to get in this country. That is the true spirit of America, that pioneer spirit, that I'm going to get it spirit. And it's about self-reliance. And that's really what it's about. What do the Marines teach you? Adapt, overcome. They don't teach you whine, bitch, moan, and go to your sergeant. You have to handle these things on your own. You got to deal with these things on your own. And bullies are going to come to you in every way, shape, and form. And this is where we're going to get to where we talk about some censorship and these keywords with the government. When you tell somebody, you're not allowed to use the word chink because you're not Chinese. You're not allowed to use the word nigger. You're not black. You're not allowed to use the word faggot because you're not gay. You're not allowed to use this word. Well, you know what? That's thought police. And a thought police is nothing more than a bully. That's a bully telling you that, oh, that word's harmful. Oh, you can't watch that movie. I'm going to make sure you can't watch that movie. That's a fucking bully. And now we've got the biggest bully of all. We've got these insidious people that are hiding behind their halls of power. And they're watching you with private companies, with private companies that watch you when you type in the word cops on your Facebook. Now they're watching you. Now there's a private company following you with this list of keywords that anyone could accidentally type into. If you take out $5,000 in cash out of your account at one time, according to the Patriot Act, they can follow you around now. How do you think they busted Elliot Spitzer in his hooker days? That's how they got him. That's how they were able to follow him around. He's taking big money out. And this is bully. This is the government being bullied. Not as strong as they want you to think they are. They are ruled by us, we the people. There weren't unions 100 years ago. There was no FDA 100 years ago. There was no meat inspectors 100 years ago. Women did not have the right to vote 100 years ago. They did not get these things until they stood up for themselves.
Hell, blacks barely had a right to exist on the equal footing as a white person back, you know, even as recently as the 60s. And that's
They're
sickening,
doing some
isn't
really
it?
Really scary things right now to racially keep people off the voting rolls throughout America. They're passing a lot of laws to make it difficult for minorities and low-income people to speak up for themselves. Because, folks, if votes weren't important, if voting wasn't important, they wouldn't make it legal for a corporation to spend every dime they want to get their message across. Because believe me, a corporation is not a human being. They can't be put on trial. There's a lot of people dead from Pfizer's patients that used off book that were prescribed for things that shouldn't have been prescribed for. There's a police officer here in L.A. who just tried to say his Zoloft made him rape a girl.
Really?
There's a lot of crazy shit going down with these drug companies, and it all comes down to they're fucking bullies trying to rig the game. And we, the people, got to make ourselves heard. And don't just vote on the presidential election. You got to fucking go vote on your city council. You got to go fucking take charge of your fucking life, because there are people out here, these bully motherfuckers, that are going to tell you what you can eat, how much soda you can drink, how what you could say, is it mean? And then the line will always shift, like these assholes and the Republicans that say, oh, you can't have this executive privilege and hide this evidence when it's Bush. And then when the corner flips and Obama's trying to hide evidence of crimes being perpetrated, all of a sudden he thinks it's okay. Well, it's not okay, you bully motherfucker.
Well, Hart, have you heard about the Chris Christie flip-flop that he did on marijuana and sports gambling?
No, I did not hear about Chris Christie.
Because this would fall under exactly what you're talking about. The state wanted to decriminalize up to 25 ounces of personal use marijuana. And he said, no, it's illegal on a federal level, and the state does not have the right to supersede the federal level. Then what
That's
did he...
That's not true.
Well, hold on. Then he went, well, we want to legalize sports gambling. Well, that's illegal on a federal level, but we're going to supersede it on the state level because I think it's right. So sports gambling, okay, marijuana, bad. He is, when it's something that he's in the pocket of, it's okay. He'll bully the federal government into getting what he wants. He's anti-marijuana, so no, I'm not legalizing even personal use pot. And it's like, fuck you, you fat fucking bastard.
And when I look at that fat fuck, obviously he's got a problem. He can't get enough stuff in his mouth. He obviously needs to stuff more things in his mouth. He needs more. He needs more. But not for you. Not for us. Oh, no. Prescription drug deaths in America are epidemic. More people die from their prescribed drug use than by automobiles in America. Yet, who the fuck dies from a marijuana overdose? I think it really gets obscured when they go, oh, you could get high off this. So does that mean my aunt doesn't get her Vicodin for her arthritis because someone can get high off of Vicodin? That argument doesn't hold fucking water. The marijuana would help my aunt's arthritis and her pain relief and the stress over her things far better than any fucking pill that they could give her and these giant corporations that are going to spend $1 billion on this. One of them is accountable if somebody dies because of their product. No one will go to jail.
Hart, it would be beautiful for the government to legalize pot. Think about it. They could regulate it. They could tax it. The tax revenue could go to improving the state, and you would by decriminalizing it, you would reduce
better,
the prison population.
Let's take this one better.
All right.
There's 50,000 people that have died in the drug war in Mexico in the last 6 years. That's a lot of fucking people, and they're not all dealers. There's a lot of innocent people down there that are dying with American guns that are sold to them by Americans for the dope that we're buying. We're selling them guns, and we're buying dope from them. And that's the hypocrisy of it. And what's this Fast and Furious operation? It's all about the government giving Mexican drug lords unregistered, unfollowed, automatic weapons, and then these automatic weapons were used to kill American law enforcement officers. If you utilized marijuana, you would cut the legs right out from under those motherfuckers. But oh no, those people that are selling those guns to those guys are making a lot of money. They don't want that. The people that are putting guys in jail and making money off of it, because there's a lot of for-profit prisons out there now, they don't want that either. They need customers. They need people to put in the jail. And this is real, folks. This is real. A fucking judge was busted getting $1 million bribe for sending people to a private prison.
There was one in the early 2000s where a judge was sending youth offenders to a privately run corporation that he was secretly a shareholder for, so he got kickbacks every time he sent, you know, like shoplifters. He'd give them 7 years.
They have a thing called a milk run, because the company that drives the prisoners from the jail to the courtrooms is privatized. So this company is paid by how many seats are filled in the bus. So prisoners, guys are shuttled off the court that aren't supposed to be there just so somebody fills that seat. This is the kind of systemic corruption that is destroying us. It's these death of a thousand paper cuts. Because we don't give a fuck about our government anymore, because we sit around and eat our fucking dominoes and don't vote. We don't participate in our governance and the laws. And it's not until we rise up and fight for ourselves, and a lot of people want to give the Occupy movement shit, but at least they got off their fucking ass and did something, goddammit. Telling you people, if you're sick of being bullied, get off your fucking ass.
Another one would be prostitution. You legalize prostitution. Not only do you make it safer, because the girls would then be tested and regulated, you can tax their income legally, and you take it off the street. You get rid of the street pimps. You get rid of the disease.
Well, you know, every time they legalize prostitution, what they find out is they find out that violent rapes go down, find out that they are better able to control the spread of sexual diseases. But no, they wouldn't want to actually do something to really help people. They want to go, there's the bad person. Vote for me.
Well, okay,
we need more than that now.
I'm stealing this from George Carlin, but he summed it up perfectly. Selling is legal. Fucking is legal. Why is selling fucking illegal? Why is it illegal to sell something that's perfectly legal to give away?
Well, you know, it's okay for me to use my body to go lift a hammer and swing a hammer for somebody for 8 hours at a time. Why is it illegal for me to hire that same hand to give me a fucking hand job for 15 minutes?
Exactly. It's bullshit, and there's too much government oversight. That's why I think tying this into the bully thing
government.
Works.
We, the people, have set up this government. We have to be responsible. You can't just say, oh, it's them. They represent us. It's a reflection of us. We have to get up and change it. We have to look at, is that an illegal download? Dude, you're a fucking dick. Don't play that song for me. You're a fucking dick. You're a dick. And that's the only way things will change. They will not change any other way. We can't just point our fingers and go, there's the bad guy. We're all the bad guy. We're all the bullied and the bulliers. We are all part of the problem, and we all need to do something about it.
I agree. And what it also comes down to is, yes, I absolutely agree with you. Voting is what matters. But the system is inherently corrupt when all you've got to vote for is the two equally corrupt parties.
It's not all you got to vote for. I know a lot of people that are running for office. And here's the thing, guys. You know, the Republicans were smart about this. The religious right were smart about this. They realized in the 80s and the early 90s that they weren't getting their agenda across on the big stage. So they made a plan. This is a literal plan that they created in which they were going to do this from the ground up. They were going to make changes on the school board, on your local council. And they fucking did it. They did it. That's exactly what's going on here. And so I'm not saying it's not just about your presidential election. It's about your city council. It's about your police chief. It's about all those things. And it's also about your own personal conduct and the conduct of others around you. I don't allow people to be bullied in my presence. I don't allow it. I've stopped muggings. I have stopped a man from beating up a woman in the middle of a fucking street. I didn't give a fuck. You're not doing that on my motherfucking street, motherfucker. That's wrong. And I acted, and I did it. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be a fucking superhero, but just take a little personal responsibility. Just do a little bit something more. It's going to help you. It's going to come back in a big way. And when it comes to dealing with bullies, you got to face them down. You just every station of the way, you got to face them down. Does that mean you're going to win every time? No, but at least you will feel better. When you fight the good fight, you will feel a little better.
Okay, this has been relatively intense, so let's take it down to a more let's take it down to a more fun level. If people just want to chill out.
I'm completely sober at this point.
And people,
I'm so angry, damn it.
And people, you should know, he wasn't when we started this.
No, I'm completely sober.
So I was going to say, if people just want to relax and chill out a little bit, where can they go if they just want to forget the world for a few hours?
Yeah, if you're looking for your plug, here it is. American Horrors is my 24-hour horror channel that's on 7 days a week. Every week, every month, we're on the air. Right now, I'm watching Goth Kill trailer, and you can find us at www.filmon.com, www.filmon.com. And you could either subscribe to American Horrors on its own for as little as $1.95 a month, or they have entire subscription packages because they got a lot of great channels. And the owner of Film On, he just offered Chris Brown and Drake $1 million to fight.
Well, there's something I'm going to talk to you about off air. Didn't Celebrity Boxing get in touch with you?
Sure.
So are we going to be seeing you on Celebrity Boxing sometime soon?
We'll see. We're talking to the guys about it. They actually asked me if I was interested in fighting with Rodney King, and I thought that was a bad idea. And now that Rodney's dead, I'm glad I didn't take that fight.
All right. So go get the Film On app, watch American Horrors, and don't be bullied. Seriously.
Exactly. Well, if you're bullied, just stand up for yourself. Because, you know, this happens to everybody. Tough guys, small guys. It's something we all got to deal with as human beings.
Hey, man, get the phone.
Answer the phone.
Hey, man, get the phone. What happened to do?
Answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone. Even if it's me calling, man, don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you
hear
what I
said?
Yeah, I'm...
Is that you, man?
No, it's Freddy, man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen...
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about that.
Wow, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
what I'm... Hey, where are you, man?
I'm outside, man.
What, did you forget the address again?
No, I don't...
Now, listen, write it down, man.
Don't say nothing about the address of that. Okay? The cops are listening on their own face, man.
1482 Adams, you got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay? Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello?
Hello? Don't
hey, up. Man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
What are you gonna spit to, man?
You sent me this article. What it comes down to is a Florida man lost his grandson to state custody. His grandson's 10 years old. For getting the boy's initials tattooed on his leg. As we talked about in the first segment, I'm all for personal freedom. A 10-year-old getting a tattoo? I think it's going a little too far. I think Grandpa fucked up.
Yeah, and I mean, before we get into this, I do want to give props. This was sent to me by Gerald Kirby, one of our listeners, and he's also on Twitter. So I told him, I was like, dude, that's awesome. Totally going to use that for what the fuck. So I just wanted to shout out props.
Not a problem. This is ridiculous. And especially, this doesn't seem like this was an isolated thing. Because when the Department of Children and Families came to the Garrison Jacksonville home earlier in the week, they were coming on other allegations.
It just doesn't say what.
Right, yeah, it just says other allegations. And then they saw the tattoo on the boy's right leg.
Well, apparently, too, this is something that's done in their family. Like, everybody gets these tattoos, which is really weird because, okay, that's fine, but maybe wait till they're 18. Or I believe that in the state, they have to be at least 16 with parents' permission, because I believe everywhere you have to be 18 without parents' permission, except I think some states are 17, what have you. But in this particular case, they have to be at least 16, you know, unless it's for medical or dental reasons, which I don't know what a dental reason would be that you need a tattoo. Medical, I understand, like maybe if it's something that to have on yourself, I don't know what that situation is. I'm like having an off day. I'm like, man, I should have looked that up. More information. I failed you people. I'm sorry. I usually have a plethora of explaining to do. But yeah, I mean, well, plus kids fucking grow. And it was a horrible, horrible movie, but it was in that new,
I thought of the same thing. I sort of thought of the same thing from that fucking trailer.
From That's My Boy, where Adam Sandler was a kid and he knocked up his teacher or something. And then he was a parent to the kid and let him get a tattoo when he was like 10. And it was New Kids on the Block on his back. And so as an adult, they were like stretched out and huge. So, I mean, him getting initials, that's going to happen. Your body grows and skin stretches. I mean, shit, the same thing happens if you're full grown and you have a tattoo. And let's say you have a baby or you gain a lot of weight. It gets altered. And even if you lose the weight, it's still altered. That's why they always tell women, don't get that little tattoo on your stomach, because if you do ever have a baby, your cherries or butterfly or what have you is going to get fucked up. So, you know, it's one of those things that why would you do that? And as a 10-year-old,
but
he shouldn't be responsible. A 10-year-old, you know, whatever, they want to jump off the roof. They're not exactly supposed to be decision makers.
Well, and so, it doesn't seem like, from a few of the quotes from the thing is, it doesn't seem like the kid was all that into this. It seemed like Grandpa said, you're getting a tattoo, boy. It didn't seem like the kid said, hey, Grandpa, can I get a tattoo? It was, you're getting the tat, boy. You tell me if I'm wrong. This picture of Grandpa, doesn't he look like fucking Jigsaw from the Saw movies in that photo?
It's a really small photo, but I could see that, yeah.
I immediately thought, Tobin Bell? Did you do this, Tobin Bell?
A tatted out Jigsaw.
Yeah, it's just like, what the...
Maybe it's like Memento, and the whole family has really bad memory, and they have to tattoo their initials so they don't forget their name.
You do not take what is clearly an adult procedure and something that I don't think a 10-year-old can wrap their head around. You don't take them for a tattoo. What would it hurt to wait until... Yeah, why can't this kid wait 6 more years till he's 16 and legally able to get the tattoo and maybe have his head centered a little more to go, do I want to get my initials tattooed on my leg or not? Why force it on a child? That's my problem.
And the opposite of that, it's, you know, kids need to get immunizations. They don't want to get a fucking shot, but they have to for their health. It's kind of the reverse. It's like, you need to be the adult and know what's best for them. He was quoted in saying that he didn't see the big deal in it. Everyone and their family, their initials permanently etched on their bodies in ink, didn't see a problem with allowing the unidentified boy to do the same. Now, the thing with that is, I don't understand getting your own fucking initials on you in the first place of a loved one. I can see a son, a daughter, things like that. I mean, they even say, you know, don't do somebody else's name. A lot of 18-year-olds do that. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, I love my boyfriend forever, which is so funny. And sidetrack note, you know, with the whole Twilight thing when she's 17 and wants to get married, it's like, I want to be with you forever. I want to be a vampire forever. It's like, you're 17. Everybody thought they were going to be with, you know, the person they were with at 17. And yes, some people are. I know that before you start saying anything. And no, I do not like the Twilight movies. If you ever go to the snubs, I have to play a fangirl. So that's the reason I've seen them. Anywho, the thing of it is, wait till he's a fucking adult. And I don't, there's something wrong that everyone in the family has their body inked. Is there something screwy going on? Like, it almost seems cultist. You know, they have cults where people have, you know, the same bracelet or the same tattoo and whatnot. Like, I mean, doesn't that kind of ring or resonate
yes,
with you?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, now let me ask you. You have tattoos.
Yes, I do.
How old were you when you got your first?
22.
So you were old enough to know the ramifications of having this. Where was your first one?
My lower back. I actually created it myself because I graduated in art and graphic design. So I created it and got it stuck on me, and it's my second favorite tattoo next to my Legend of Zelda crest on my ankle.
But my point is, you were old enough to know the ramifications of what you were doing, and it was permanent.
Honestly, I don't even think people who are 18 or even under 18 with parental permission, because, you know, how many people let their kids do something and be like, oh shit, that was a mistake. So if you've got a 16-year-old that's like, I want, you know, the Cookie Monster on me or what have you. And if you're going to make fun of me for that, I know fucking adults who have Sesame Street shit and,
so
and
do
other.
I.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's people that are, you know, love things, but how many of you have the favorite shit still than you did when you were a teenager? I mean, I'm not talking that you don't like anything from when you were a teen, but there's probably some things, bands, what have you. Like, I'm sure somebody out there is walking around with a fucking Good Charlotte or Nickelback tattoo or him or whatnot.
It reminds me, remember when Homer Simpson's tattoo of the Starland vocal band? Wait a minute, they suck! A 10-year-old should not be getting a tattoo. And I do think maybe not having the child removed from the house, that might have been extreme, but we also don't know what the other allegations that brought them there for. So him being removed might have been a collective thing. But I'm saying,
I'm sure it was.
But I'm saying, think, people, think a little bit. A 10-year-old does not need a tattoo. Okay,
oh.
He can wait till he's fucking older.
Real quick on that, on the same kind of thing, I don't understand people piercing their baby's ears. It's like, first of all, they're a baby. They don't fucking need pierced ears. That is for your vanity. For all you know, the girl may not want pierced ears. Not every single fucking girl wants to fuck with pierced ears. And the baby can eat the earring. It hurts. You have to turn them. You know, they turn on their sides of their heads and it's probably poking them. It's like, why the fuck would you give a baby that can't even say one fucking word pierced ears?
I agree. So where can we find Jillian?
I am on Twitter and Facebook and thecinemasnob.com.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com and 1201beyond@gmail.com. And remember, don't get tattoos if you're under 16, and don't let them censor the internet. Fight back, people.
You sound like Shannon Shears if she had a sex change. You can find me at 1201beyond.com.
I'm not sure if that was a shot or a compliment.
I don't know either. Bye!
We'll be right back. down.